Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you and welcome you in the wonderful name above every name, the name of Jesus. I'm so glad you found time to join me for this brief time we have together every day on this station, Monday through Friday. And I have some thoughts I'd like to share with you today. And I was just thinking about the ways of the Lord and how He's set up things for our benefit, for our blessing, and how, you know, it's as Moses said, the children of Israel saw His acts, but Moses wasn't satisfied that. He wanted to see the Lord's glory. He said, that I may know Thy ways. In other words, we want to understand, what is God's heart? What is His mind, His will? And of course, He reveals that to us through the Word of God. And by, as we meditate upon the Word, He gives revelation of how His kingdom operates. His kingdom is already with us. Now, I don't believe, as some saints do, that we're already living in the kingdom. My goodness, if that's the case, this is not what I would call the great blessings of God. I just can't see that anywhere, that we have manifested the, you know, the peace and the joy and the swords being turned into plowshares. That's not happened yet. So at any rate, yet inside, in Jesus said, the kingdom is within you. So I just like to share some exciting principles as I began to think about the concept of team ministry and partnership. Now, team ministry is something that UCM has always been very committed to. And I, as I came to the Lord, and in a very short time, I and others came to Unveil Christ Ministries. That was back in the 70s. And Brother Glass did have a revelation, even back then, of people working together. He always wanted people to obey the Lord. And in fact, it was sort of unusual in those early years. We were married in 1980. You often didn't see a husband and wife team working together, as is fairly common today. But back then, it was unusual. Why? Because he knew there was no male or female in Christ Jesus. He knew that every one of us had a particular place in the body of Christ that was designed and orchestrated by the Spirit of the Lord. And so we need to understand God's concept of the body of Christ, of partnership, of team ministry. Now, by definition, partnership is defined as a joint venture between two or more persons where labor and or capital are invested to accomplish a certain job or goal. From the business world, we can understand that as that particular job is accomplished, then there comes an increase to those who are involved jointly in that venture. Now, in Philippians, the fourth chapter, verse 17, Paul says something. He's writing to the Philippians. In verse 16, he says, "For even in Thessalonica, you sent once again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account." He spoke of desiring a gift, not for his own benefit, but that fruit may abound to your account, to the saints of Philippi. This principle of fruit applies not just financially, but in every area of life according to need. God has so many ways of blessing His people. God calls not only individuals, but He calls teams of people to join together to accomplish His purposes. We see that throughout the pages of Scripture. This is an interesting concept as you do look at the pages of Scripture. Look at this. When God instituted the plan of redemption, He first recruited partners, if you will, a man named Abram and his wife Sarai. Jesus needed partners. partners, if you will, in his earthly ministry, and he called his disciples. The original disciples were 12, but later he expanded the team to 70, and then there were 120 gathered in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. Paul had traveling partners, Barnabas and Silas, and then God also joined churches to help Paul in his work. Another understanding we can glean from this concept of partnership and team ministry is that when we invest our time, our prayer, and finances in the work of God's kingdom, we not only become partners in investment, but partners also in return. That means whatever the ministry we have invested in grows, we grow. When the ministry prospers, we prosper. We are literally, as the word says, co-laborers, co-workers, and therefore co-receivers with those into whose ministries we've been investing. So the law of seed time and harvest not only operates in the natural realm, but it's a vital spiritual principle in God's kingdom. When a partner sows into God's kingdom, they can expect great returns. Partnership, then, is an important and powerful tool in bringing the will of God to pass in these last days. For example, UCM, we've been committed for years not only to outreach in terms of the internet and the radio broadcast to the lost and to the unsaved, but to missions. I mean, that has been one of our great burdens on our hearts, that we can sow into the lives and ministries of those who are on the foreign field. And of course, one of the missions of UCM has been a very neglected mission field, and that is right here at home, and that of Native Americans. So partnership is simply the means God uses to bless his children. Understanding partnership in this way, it helps to activate our faith and in giving and in receiving. Obedience to the will of God will bring great reward. And so, beloved, it's exciting to know that whatever we do, it is for the glory of God. And, you know, some may not understand or appreciate fully, but I know and have understood that over the years, those whom God brings in contact with UCM, it's not by accident. For his own purposes, God has UCM partners connected as a unit, as a body, if you will, that we may support each other in prayer and share the things of God. He always does marvelous things when his people are united in purpose. We see that with the early church. They were in unity, in love, and in one accord. And beloved, I just sense that as you lay hold of these truths, as you're willing, wherever you are, to sow in team ministry, in partnership, in laboring, to do what you can in whatever local environment God places you in, or if the Lord puts UCM on your heart, he has some great things ahead. And the word that I hear in the Spirit is movement toward a greater revelation and practical experience, a victory in your daily walk. And I also believe there's going to be a separation or cutting away of things that could hold you back. The pruning, if you will, of the husbandman. And this could involve places, relationships, ways of doing things, in order that he may make place for the new things in your life, the things that he wants to add to your increase. And this is one of the ways that God works. We see that was the experience of God's servants in the Bible. Abraham was led out of Ur. Lot was led out of Sodom. They left all that was familiar and went out to go into the next phase in their lives. Many UCM partners I know, because I'm personally related to them for decades, they're even being physically moved to live in a new geographical location. But the important thing, beloved, is to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and not draw back. Sometimes it's hard to trust the Lord when we don't have a full picture of what's happening or where we're headed. I know for years, my goodness, I was in California for 49 years, 29 years in Tracy. The entire ministry was based in the San Francisco Bay Area, but God, in his time, saw fit for me to move to Idaho, southern Idaho, and there's a purpose and reason for that. I'm still, you know, getting settled in, and those purposes are yet to be revealed, but by faith, I know that I've responded to the leading of the Lord. And so the same is true for you, beloved. Nothing is going to please the Lord more than absolute faith in His goodness and wisdom, even though you don't see the full picture. He knows what is best for you. Many of the things you've been asking in prayer, personally, God is getting ready to do. Sometimes we pray for years, and we feel that our desires will never be fulfilled. But, beloved, God has a perfect time and plan. So be encouraged in the Lord, beloved. The best is yet to be. I believe that He saves the best wine for last, as that comment was made at the wedding feast of Cana. I was recently reading a portion of a letter that came in some years ago, but this just shows how the Lord ministers through the radio and through the correspondence ministries. And as she testifies, a sister was writing, "I want to thank you so much for your kind letter. It came in on a time when I was feeling like the whole world was caving in on me. Yesterday, I felt like taking my life. I cried out to God to help me. That's when your letter came in. It gave me hope and strength. I pray God will bless you in your ministry. I don't have any money except $5, but I want you to have it. If it can save a life like your letter saved mine, please take it. Please continue to pray for me and my family." Hallelujah. Well, all glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. It's God's work. It's God's doing. And I consider it such a great privilege to be able to come on the air every day. And if you've ever missed a broadcast, you can just go to unveilchrist.org and listen or click on podcasts, and they're archived there for several years. You can listen at your convenience. Well, as this broadcast must come to a close, I invite you to tune in next time. I thank you for your prayer support. I thank you for your partnership in the Spirit. I hope you can see just a little bit better how it's God's heart. You know, that's what Jesus prayed in John, those in the closing moments of His life, that we may be one even as He and the Father are one, that we be one in Him. And that's what happens when we all have a vision of what the Lord desires to do in these end times across the world and in our personal lives. I love you. Thank you for listening. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,